Today is the third installment of our ongoing reinvestigation into the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum heist in 1990, the largest unsolved art heist in history. Every Monday, we're talking to the reporters behind Last Scene. That's a new podcast from WBUR and the Boston Globe. This week, they look at the possibility that a few gangsters were behind the theft of a $500 million worth of art. To give us a preview is senior producer and reporter for Last Scene, Kelly Horan. Hi, Kelly, again.
Good morning, Bob.
And same to you, Pulitzer Prize-winning Boston Globe reporter, Last Scene consulting producer Steve Kirkjian. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So, Kelly, in Episode 3, you explore one theory about where the plan for robbing the Gardner was hatched at a Dorchester auto repair shop called TRC Auto Electric.
Yeah, that's right. TRC Auto Electric was a front for a thriving, bustling criminal enterprise run by a gangster named Carmelo Merlino, and he was involved in drug trafficking, illegal weapons, you name it. And we know from our reporting that the FBI, from a very early time, was looking at Carmelo Merlino and his gang for a variety of crimes, including the possibility that they knew something about the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum heist.
So, Steve, tell us more about Carmelo Merlino.
Well, Merlino operated this garage, but didn't spend much time fixing cars. He was allegedly involved in a number of different bank heists, and he was heavily involved in cocaine dealing out of TRC, and there was always the chatter about the Gardner Museum art theft.
Kelly, the Gardner Museum's chief investigator, Anthony Amore, talked to you about TRC Auto. What did he say?
Well, he said that, these guys were utterly devoted to their lives in crime and that they didn't just do things at random. They were carefully surveying the criminal landscape for all of the possibilities and keeping tabs even on their rivals in crime.
They study crime, not the history of crime. They study the newspapers and say, hey, did you hear so-and-so did such-and-such? It's the way baseball fanatics might follow the Red Sox.
And as I understand it, Merlino is suspected of being involved in one of the biggest heists of its kind in history.
Yes, indeed. In 1962, a man wearing a police uniform stopped the Plymouth mail truck, which had millions of dollars, I think $1.5 million to be exact. No one was ever arrested. Merlino was suspected of involvement, and it was, for the time, the largest heist of its kind. So you see here some similarities, a little track record, big heists, and even a police uniform, if indeed he'd been the one to wear it.
One of the most interesting aspects of covering crime stories over the years, I found, is when you can gain access to law enforcement tape recordings of conversations between criminals or alleged criminals. And in Episode 3 of Last Scene, you have access to FBI informant tapes.
Yes, and these tapes are a gold mine. They're fascinating. They were recorded from inside the confidential informant's pants. And what you hear in them is Carmelo Merlino and this FBI informant, Anthony Romano, planning a heist on an armored car vault facility, the Loomis Fargo facility in Easton, Massachusetts. And you hear the detail that went into this planning. Every detail rings a bell if you're following the Gardner heist.
Well, let's listen to some of that tape. The first person you're going to hear right now is the FBI informant, Anthony Romano, and then Carmelo Merlino.
You know, we talked about that Easton thing.
Yeah, the big one.
But, I got a guy in there.
Who is he?
I've known him for a long time. And this number I told you, this is too big for me.
Well, what does it mean for me?
No. I'm talking $30 to $50 million.
I love the line, I got a guy.
I got a guy in there. Romano says, we're talking $30 to $50 million. And then you hear Merlino, in the only instance in all the tapes that I listen to, go, he's excited about this heist. And indeed, if they had pulled it off, it would have been the greatest of its kind in history.
So, Steve, what is it about the planned heist of the car vault in 97 that makes you think about the Gardner Museum robbery 7 years earlier?
The people who were talking about the armored car vault are the same people whose names were associated with the Gardner heist 7 years earlier.
The people talking on the tapes you're talking
about? Yes, the people talking on the tapes. They're not giving much detail, but they are talking about both the Gardner and the armored car heist.
All right. Well, a lot more in this next episode of Last Scene. Steve Kirkjian, consulting producer and reporter of Last Scene, thanks.
Thank you.
Kelly Horn, thanks to you, senior producer and reporter of Last Scene.
Thank you.
Next week on WBUR's Morning Edition, we look at the next episode of Last Scene, which is called Two Bad Men.
David Turner is going to go down in history alongside the Boston Strangler, alongside Whitey Bulger as one of the most notorious criminals to come out of Boston.
Probably the best thing you'd say about Reisfelder is he's the most loyal person you'd ever want to meet. Probably the worst thing you could say about him was he was a stone-cold psycho.
You can download the first three episodes of Last Scene on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. To listen on our website or for instructions on how to download a podcast, visit wbur.org/last scene.
Funding for Last Scene is provided by ADT. ADT 24/7 monitoring, designed and installed for you. For more information, visit ADT.com. And by Samuel Adams, Sam Adams Boston Lager, brewed with 100% heirloom hops. SamuelAdams.com, Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor responsibly.